You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Welcome to Scaling Your Business. I am your host once again, David Andrus. Excited to bring to you an individual who has a lot of experience. I'm not going to say too much right now, but with his own business. Again, the content of this show, like we said before, is just individuals in different industries, whether they're business owners, VPs, entry level, sharing their experiences of what they do for their business. Again, whether it's their own business or working for someone, what they can do to help kind of their business grow and scale their business. So without any other hesitation, I'd like to introduce Colton Rumpala. He is a marketing virtuoso, which we'll get to that in a second. He is the owner of Print Muse, a print and marketing company. So welcome. Welcome, Colton.
Thank you. That's quite an introduction. I really appreciate it.
Right. Yeah. So question for you. Virtuoso. Can you explain marketing virtuoso for the individuals like myself that isn't up to speed on that?
No, just play. So a virtuoso is technically like a musical term or a musical genius or an experienced person who is the master of all and in all of music. And I wanted to take that and just kind of manipulate it to music is technically part of marketing. So I can master marketing on social media, the print level, in any form of marketing. And I thought, what a cool title to give yourself. And, you know, people say, I'm a marketing expert or a marketing genius or marketing whatever. And virtuoso is pretty cool. And it sounds important. Right. Sound like a wizard or something.
That's pretty awesome. Right. Like, I think it's a Harry Potter term, like illuminoso. Illuminosa.
Colton von Rumpala.
Marketing virtuoso. I appreciate that. Thank you. So again, welcome. And let's get into the nitty gritty. And so again, what we like to do here is just kind of share our experiences. You know, I've never been one to tell people this is how you do it or this is what we do. You know, it's all based on experience. I think that's how many people can relate. Many people can grow within themselves by hearing other people's stories. So Colton, let me ask you this. Why did you get in business? Why did you want to start your own business?
I started my own business because it may sound negative, but it just got so sick and tired of working for other people. I got inspired by a few people, some positive, some negative. And I don't think that people realize how important negative inspiration can be. Like, that person's so bad at doing something, I can easily do it. You know, mm-hmm. And I kind of experienced that a few times. And I thought, you know, if I fail, if not, I'm back to square one. And I just kind of made the leap and it's been working out for me since.
That's awesome. Right on. I totally get it. You know, I talked to managers or I started managing myself and gotten a business for myself. I looked at other people and said, hey, man, those are really good people. They're doing a lot of good things. I'm going to take what they do and make it my own. And then you look at some of the individuals I had that were supervisors or bosses. And man, they just were not nice people. So I said, man, I'm going to do the opposite of what they do. So it was kind of like a negative look towards, man, how can I take their negativity and turn it into a positive? Exactly. And those people, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to never do what they did and do it even better. The people that I see that did things good, I want to make my own. So totally understand it.
So important.
So why marketing? What you said, you had some other influences and people you look for. Why marketing?
When I was in high school, actually my whole life, honestly, I didn't grow up with a lot of money. So I didn't have video games like most of my other peers my age. So what I did for fun was I would draw because it was really inexpensive. All you needed was 25 cents for a pencil and piece of paper. And I would just draw and draw and draw until I got really good at it. And before you know it, I'm drawing Pokemon characters for my friends. Mm-hmm. And eventually in middle school, I was really good. I started taking books out of, What's with the bodies? It's anatomically correct figures or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's because I was struggling with certain things like drawing hands on people. And I'm sure the librarian's looking at me like, what's this kid in seventh grade pulling out this book on doctors and whatnot? Like, is this kid's going to be a genius? Sorry, librarians. I just own a marketing company. So I always enjoyed art. Now, how that evolved in marketing right after high school, I went for like half of a semester of graphic design because I thought I wanted to be a graphic designer. Hated it. Absolutely hated it. You'll probably hear this from a lot of graphic designers and some that's a lot more disciplined than me that goes like, oh, you didn't stick it through. But I decided to just switch my focus from graphic design to marketing because I thought how cool that was. And I got to learn about sociology and how mass amounts of people think and how to utilize that. So I was able to utilize both sides of my brain, the business and the analytical side and the creative side. So marketing just seemed like the perfect fit for who I am and what I enjoy doing. And it works for me.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And personally, I know you work and I've seen you work. And I mean, you could share with some of the clients you have. I know you work with multiple cities and do their marketing and graphics and printing. So can you share some of the clients that you...
Yeah. I've worked with mostly local through my years. And I've been in the print industry for about 15 plus years, which sounds weird. And I'm only 32 years old. Kind of fell into it and then I loved it. And here I am today. But some of the clients I've worked with, mostly nonprofit organizations and small businesses, because I understand that working with bigger companies means bigger paychecks, but it also means bigger problems and bigger stresses, more money, more problems, whatever. But I enjoy working with smaller business owners and helping them get to that point because I enjoy the journey. And that's really, money is okay. I'm not a big motivator by money. I'm more of a motivator of just changing people's perspectives and lives in a positive direction. And I noticed that about myself. And I enjoy working with those types of people that want to be successful. And I enjoy the journey. So clients I work with, I can name a few that I enjoy and give them a quick little commercial.
Sure.
Mootown and Berea is a fantastic ice cream company. They give back to the community all the time. I love working with them. Another nonprofit organization I work with and I'm involved with is Rise and Love. Rise and Love, I call the organization's president Saint Barbara, even though she's still alive, but she's a future saint for sure. Aww. She gives so much to so many people and seeing that impact it has on their lives is just, it's moving. So those are two, that just to name a few from the top of my head. I think the biggest client, one of my favorites too to work with is Scene 75. And how when I started working with them, I think they only had like two locations in Ohio. Ohio-based company too. And now they're at like five or six. It's just growing.
No, that's great.
It's fantastic to see them get to that point.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Huge. And knowing that you had a little bit of a part of that, which is great. Sounds like you align yourself with obviously people that like to give back just like you do. And definitely, you made a good point that, you're not motivated by money. And I always say if money was a motivator, everybody would be rich. Right. So it's definitely not a motivator. Having money, having the freedom to do things is great. But, it's not truly money. I know even for myself, it's, we're in it to help people, and that's why obviously we want to do the podcast is how can I help other people put themselves in a position where it allowed me to be where I am. So I think it's great. We align ourselves with like-minded people. So let me ask you this kind of on those same terms, what does success mean to you?
Success would be time and just freedom. For if I'm in a position to where at any time of day, I can just say, I'm going to go and enjoy the park. And I can. And I can do that. Obviously, there's responsibilities. But I'm not in a position to where I'm not like a surgeon to where like I'm performing heart surgery. Like, I'm going to go to the park right now. And I just drop everything I'm doing and I go to the park. That would not make any sense, right? I thought, medical school's not for me. Also, it doesn't drive me. So success is mostly about my freedom to be able to do what I want when I want to do it. It would be nice to have like millions of dollars. I mean, sure. But the freedom is the most important factor for me to be able to just live my life when I want to do it. And fortunately for me, I'm in a position that I love what I do and I want to keep doing it.
That's awesome. That's great. I think COVID definitely has changed so many people's opinions into going that route. It's we found that we can work from home. We can have a little bit more freedom. Ultimately, production's up. We enjoy our lives a little bit more. So I 100% agree with you, and I'm sure many of our listeners do as well. So question, your business, obviously you have a successful business currently, multiple clients. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 years with your business?
Hopefully I have a really cool mustache. I've always wanted to have, I know it's a little off topic.
But hopefully you can market that in your business then. You know, I'm assuming that's what.
I just always wanted to be like one of those people, just like, who's that guy with the mustache? That's the successful business owner. Because I don't see any successful business owners with really cool facial hair. But anyways.
It'll be your new logo, the mustache.
That, believe it or not, that's like one thing in my head is like, I want to be able to run my business, grow a mustache, and it not being weird.
Too late.
Just the way my brain, just the way my brain processes. And that's what makes me different.
Awesome. Good to be different.
In 3 years, I would say the direction I'm going would probably be the same. I'd be in the same position, just making more money and having more clients. I'm in a great position to where like work is easy and it benefits other people to where it's harder for them. And it just works for me. And that's one thing that I enjoy evolving with companies. So maybe just having more clients and more staff members in the future. So same place, just more people.
Cool. Get it. That's awesome. So let me ask you this. How do you plan on achieving that goal?
The direction I'm going, it's trending in that direction. So what I'm currently doing is sticking to my game plan of marketing through what I like to call guerrilla marketing. And that's when you're just like word of mouth or you're face to face with somebody. It's nothing that you can really pay for other than your own time. Is when you interact with people and you talk to them and tell them about your business with your mouth and not with your marketing materials. And I love doing that because people get to know me and they know the genuine nature of who I am. I'm a very honest person. I don't lie to people to make more money because it's not important to me. I want to see them succeed because when they succeed, I succeed. And I think a lot of people see the genuine truth when I talk to them in person and they can say like, oh, you know what, this guy's is keeping it real with me. Like I wanted to get a giant marketing tent and he talked me down to a retractable banner and he could have made thousands of dollars and now he's making 150. It's like, great.
Those are the good things. I mean, it honestly goes a long way. That's how I feel I've made my business, you know, being an honest individual. So let me ask you this. So how do you go explain that structure? So how do you go and talk to people? Where do you go? How do you meet people? How do you network?
So what I do, and again, it works for me as a printer and a marketer, just being involved with chambers. City chambers are always great to be involved with because then you get to know businesses within your community that are not only successful, but active in giving back. Chambers give you opportunities like that to get to know those businesses, and especially friendly with a chamber executive director. They have all the connections in the world and you get on their good side. That helps out a lot. Another way is through giving back through nonprofit charity organizations and being involved volunteering wise or just sponsoring. I know it sounds kind of like disingenuous, like, oh, he's only helping out charities because they want to promote their business. At the end of the day, that money and that charity work goes to help people in need. And if somebody's doing it to benefit their business, I'm not going to judge them for it because it helps the people that need it. So I always encourage businesses to go out, sponsor. I don't care if you're just doing it to help your business. All I care about is people in need help. So
sure.
And people see that and they want to work with people that give back. So that's a great way for me and other people to just, you know, promote yourself and networking.
Cool. So you're saying a lot of it is mostly just getting out with the community and being involved where you can in groups and programs that the company provides and or the city provides to be involved with more people that way, correct?
Yes. And that's if your demographic is more community based or if you just want to work with other small business owners. So this system works for somebody like myself. So that's how I do it and it works and it's a good game plan.
Yeah. So ultimately, the more people you're in contact with and the more clients you have, the more successful clients is where you see you're growing, how you're growing your business in the next 3 years, correct?
Right.
And that's awesome. It says, you know, there's power in network, there's power in people and there's one, there's power in word of mouth, and not to take it away from what you do as far as marketing. And obviously, you know, you need to market, but some of the strongest marketing is word of mouth. Would you agree or disagree?
I would absolutely. That is the most powerful to see. If you make somebody happy and you encourage them enough to really want to promote your business, I think that speaks volumes about your business. I mean, for example, if somebody, you're new to town and you want a suggestion to ask your friend, like, hey, don't go to this place because this place did this to me. And people think like, I'm not going to go there because my friend just said, you know, they're really awful. And it works both ways too. Like, this place, they took care of me. They had the nicest waitresses. They had the nicest food. And I'm like, I got to check this out. And then if they like it, they're going to tell their friends. And before you know it, you got yourself a good reputation of being a great place.
Right. For sure. For sure. So with that growth in the next 3 years, what does it mean to you to scale your business?
What does it mean to me? Like,
yeah. What does scaling your business mean to you?
Like emotionally?
However, I mean, there's so many layers to scaling a business. So, I mean, what's important to you about the growth of your business, or how, you know, what does that mean to you?
It means the people that I work with are becoming more successful, which is great. And I want to see that. I want to see them make more money, work harder, work smarter, not harder. Right. I want to see them, you know, enjoy the fruits of their labor. And I want to be able to be there and be the person to help care for that tree and help it grow. So that, I guess what that means to me is, I guess everything means what I'm doing is working, and I've seen it work, and I'm happy because I know it works, and I'm working with something I believe in, and I'm a happy person because I know I'm heading in the right direction.
That's great. And for you, obviously, that's listening but cannot see, Colton has a huge smile on his face when he says that. So that's awesome. So you know that's a genuine individual. So is this just you that is working, or do you have a team that works with you, with your company?
So before COVID, I did have a team. Now, after COVID, I had to restructure a lot of things, especially on the print side. Businesses were not opened up. They don't need menus. They don't need decals or anything of that nature because they're not even open for people to come in. So my pivot was digital marketing. I started doing social media marketing. I started doing some videography services. I used some of the loan money that I received to reinvest in paying a lot of money for videography gear and learning more about how to utilize that to help businesses grow. So PrintMuse went from being a print company to a print and marketing company. And unfortunately, I lost a lot of team members, but I gained a lot of partners through 1099 partnerships and things of that nature. So the team that I work with is just other entrepreneurs that are real go-getters and want to work for themselves and not be an employee. And I can totally respect that.
Right.
And I'm all about that life as well. I get it.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, it definitely sounds like you've gone through some learning experiences. We always still, you know, continue to learn, and that's what helps us grow. But in the past, what has been the biggest learning experience thus far in your business?
Putting more money aside for taxes. That was the biggest stress for me in my first year and all of my other successful small business owner friends. And
Or more write-offs.
Yeah, I get more write-offs. I was panicking. I'm like, what do I do? I didn't have a good accountant at the time, and my accountant gave me bad advice saying like, oh, don't worry about your taxes. Just keep making money. Just keep making money.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, don't I need to put something aside for it? Or do I need to do this? Like, oh, don't worry about that. And your first year will figure it out. I'm like, that just doesn't sound right to me. And I went to a different accountant after 6 months of doing it. And I remember she was like, what?
Yeah, so, for sure.
So my biggest learning curve was trying to get back on the good side of our own government and say, you know, they got their hands up like, you owe us money, but now you owe us money on that money because you didn't give us
fees,
money.
Interest, right?
And I had to basically beg for forgiveness and stay honest with them. Like, look, if I'm to pay these, I won't survive in this business. And I'm just asking for a favor. And luckily for me, they, you know, after COVID, they're like, I realize a lot of businesses are hurting. And
that's awesome.
Not drain you for everything you have. We'll just take half.
Which after interest and fees, half was still what you owe probably.
Yeah, exactly. So I was okay with it. I'm like, all right, then we're good. And now I'm on the right path. But that was like the biggest outside of COVID and trying to figure out like, okay, so I just started this business in 2019 and then COVID happened. So I'm like, well, this is a new challenge that's not in the book.
Right, for sure. It's funny because, I mean, just as a small business owner, you don't think of these things. And one of the biggest things I know, even personally, when I was starting business and it comes to taxes, and if I don't have, if I'm not even making it, if I'm fueling money in each month to survive, how in the heck am I going to take away money to pay taxes? It just made no sense to me. So I understand. And for those listening who maybe you're a 1099 or maybe that's a small business owner or whatnot, one, get yourself a good accountant. That is definitely an investment you need, and pay your taxes. Cause listen, I fought the law, and the law won is a true statement. there's one people you don't want to piss off. That is the IRS. So absolutely, Cole, I'm glad you said that. That is a huge learning experience for all of us. So again, someone starting out or maybe that's kind of going through it, get right with the law for sure.
Make sure you stay ethical. That's important.
100%. And if you could give good advice on how to be successful as a business professional, Colton, what would it be?
Control your emotions. Take time. Think about what you want to do. I mean, every industry, I'm sure, has those people, clients or vendors or whatever. And just take time. And I think a lot of people on the outside of who you are going through things that you don't know about. And eventually, if you just maintain being a nice person, even when they're not nice to you, I think that goes a long way. People remember that, like, it could be somebody who's gone through like something crazy. And it's happened to me a few times to where somebody was just crazy rude to me, very aggressive. And I just maintained myself. Turns out they were dealing with a very close death. And they came back to me and said, I'm so sorry I talked to you like that. I'm like, it's all right. You know, I figured there was something going on. And that does wonders in business and life in general. And that's the best advice I mean I could give anybody. It's just, if you're able to control your emotions and you keep yourself composed and you take time and you process every decision that you make, don't tend to make good decisions on the fly. We need a decision right now. 3, 2, 1, tell us.
Right.
You got to partner up with us? I every time I watch that, I'm screaming at my TV. No, I would not do business with somebody that rushes me into a decision. Anybody that does that to you, they're trying to take advantage. So keep that in mind.
Good advice. Great advice. Definitely. I mean, it's tough to make decisions. Well, it's not tough. I mean, when we make decisions on emotions, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to get back. Sometimes you make decisions on emotions and you can't get back from that decision. But control your emotions for sure. I mean, you hear, you know, don't wear your emotions on your shirt sleeve. Be positive. Stay strong all the time, whether you're with a customer or whether you're going through something that's frustrating in business. And as we grow, obviously, you guys know that's working out there. There's always something that can go wrong. But how do we handle that? How do we keep our attitude in a way that we don't allow that to affect us? Because no matter what, we're going to get through it. Tomorrow's a new day. We do our best to guide ourselves through that and the people that we're with through that obstacle. And that's it, right? That's the game plan. Yeah. So Colton, I really appreciate you spending some time with us, your insight in your business and what you've done with your business and sharing some of those experiences with us. And, you know, I'm excited to see more of your projects with marketing and printing. But can you tell us where people can find you? Is there a location, whether it's social media or a website, where we can kind of get to know you, see you, follow you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow our social media pages. We have a Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, Print Muse. It's pretty easy. Just one word. Just look us up. We're everywhere. You can Google Print Muse. You'll find us. The website is printmuse.us, not .com. It's .us. Keep everything in the United States here for business. Also, there's a couple of pirates that own printmuse.com. They want like $8,000 for it. Jeez. That's ridiculous. It happens, and you'll discover that too. If you guys start a business and you realize like, oh, somebody else owns this domain and they're not even using it for a business, they'll try and get money out of you. There's always ways around it, and people understand. They get used to it. Printmuse.us, best way to find us. Physical location is in Strongsville,
Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. Strongsville, Ohio. We're here every weekday from 9 to 5. If you need anything, you can always email me at Colton, Colton@printmuse.us, or If you have any questions about marketing materials, you can always call us. Our phone number is on the website. And then, yeah, I'm always open to answer questions for anybody that needs it for marketing materials or marketing advice and so on.
Cool. Thank you so, so much, Bub. And we will definitely put those links with the podcast and post them on our website too, which thank you guys very much for listening. We appreciate you guys and taking the time, and definitely we want to hear from you as well. And if there's an experience you're going through or a situation you're going through, let us know so we can get the right people on the podcast for you and help you out with those experiences through other people. So again, thank you. Please subscribe, share us, like us on Facebook, all the social media outlets. You can find these podcasts on Mission Matters as well as davidandras.com, davidandras.com. We look forward to chatting with you again. As you guys know, give us a shout, give us questions, comments, concerns. Let us know. We are interactive, so you can get a hold of us at any time, and we will respond with you guys. So we look forward to the next episode, and thank you guys again for listening. Have a great day. Till next time.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.